Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You're listening to a bonus race day edition of On Track from TalkSport. I'm here in Diriyah for the doubleheader in the Formula E World Championship. It's race 2 and 3. Joined by a couple of drivers in this episode today to see how they're feeling ahead of the first race of 2. And first of all, from Maserati MSG Racing, it's Maximilian Günther, who had a pretty good start to the season, I would say, coming fourth. You did drop a place there, but I was quite impressed by the pace you had there and the race. But, you know, do you tell me about the race in your words, not mine?
Yeah, definitely. A really good start to the season for us. We scored really good points with fourth place, and yeah, in general, really good execution of the race day, qualifying, starting P3 then for the race, and I think we had good pace all day and feeling good in the car. We made some really good steps over the off season, so yeah, really happy with what we achieved in Mexico. And yeah, arriving with good feelings to Diriyah now.
There's a lot of smiles around the garage here. For people who have watched the race in Mexico, they're going to watch the races this weekend and have maybe seen all the photos, the car looks largely the same. Obviously, there's a slightly different design in your particular car. But what are the things that have changed then over the off-season? Because it's not hardware-based, is it? It's more the software side of things.
Correct. So on the software side, you know, it's a constant development in Formula E. You always have to search for improvements and ideas to make the car faster, and yeah, as well, you know, set up operation on different areas. You can always grow and improve, and this is really what we did in the off season. We addressed key areas of performance where we felt potential from season 9, and I'm really proud with the steps we've done. Clearly, we don't arrive here, you know, as the favorites. This is Porsche and Jaguar. Those two manufacturers have done fantastic job to start the Gen 3, and they still carry, you know, this good performance into the second season now. So yeah, I feel we are closer and we can really challenge them, and this is our goal, and yeah, that's why I look forward now to these races here.
When you get in the car, is it like a familiar friend?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to have this very good friendly connection with your car, and it's a lot about confidence and trust, and yeah, you have to be one unit.
Obviously, you had the honour of winning the first race for the Maserati brand in single-seater racing for over 50 years, which was huge last season. What are your aims for this season? Do you set yourself kind of, you know, really strict targets of what you want to achieve, or are you more realistic? How do you approach things in terms of targets?
Yeah, as you say, for sure, the milestones we achieved last year were great, and I'm proud about them. And yeah, my approach actually to every season, to every race is... it's always the same, because I constantly want to grow and improve. Me as a sportsman, me together with the team on our package, on all these topics. This is really what drives me as a sportsman, and what fascinates me about this sport, because there's so many things always to optimize. And yeah, for sure, I want to drive a better season than last year. Second half of last year was already good, but we want to, you know, step up once more, and yeah, there is no position set for this year that we want to achieve, but we want to achieve many, many good races.
When you look at the race tonight, and obviously the race tomorrow as well, this track for you wasn't a great place last year. I don't think you started the first race, and then you were finished quite low down last year. Do you still love the track? It seems like the drivers here really like this track. It's fast, it's a night race, there's a lot to love about it.
Definitely, it's one of my favourite tracks in Formula E. It's extremely challenging, the layout is fantastic, so many, you know, blind corners, very technical, fast, and obviously the sand plays a huge role with the big track evolution that you have over the weekend, so you constantly have to adapt. And yeah, for us last year, the first few races have been very difficult. We didn't have the performance, and that's why we arrived now into the season knowing that, yeah, Mexico and Diria were difficult last year, but we made huge changes compared to 12 months ago, and we knew that, or we had a good idea of what we need to do different. And this is why I'm so happy, and the whole team is, about the start of the year, because we were really competitive in Mexico, and yeah, we've got a good feeling as well about performing well this weekend.
You have a new teammate this year in Jehan Deruvla, who we've seen do great things on the junior ladder up to F2 in his rookie year. Have you given him a lot of advice, or, you know, has the team been around there to support? Obviously, you know, you're a teammate, but you're still racing against him. How have you approached that new relationship?
Well, at the end, you know, always you work together as a team, because firstly, you want to make the car together as fast as possible. And then, okay, you're a competitor and you want to be the fastest, but I've been a rookie as well in Formula E, and there's so many things to learn, and it's a steep learning curve. And, you know, whenever there's a question from Jehan's side, I'm obviously open to answer it in the best possible way I can. And yeah, I feel he's doing a great job. You know, he's adapting very fast, really willing to learn, and I'm sure he will do great steps and a good season.
I spoke to Jehan earlier, and he's a huge cricket fan. At the moment, TalkSport is the home of cricket, India versus England. It's a huge deal here. It's an even bigger deal in India. Has he been trying to get you into cricket?
He mentioned about it one or two times, and to be fair, I don't know much about cricket. But yeah, he hasn't pushed from his side, so I'm still, discovering a lot about the sport.
Well, look, there's loads of time, because we've got the 7-week gap after this race weekend before we go to Brazil, and there's loads of cricket going on there. And if you want to listen to it on TalkSport 2, it's exclusively available there. You don't have to watch it. You can maybe take it in a bit better. And, you know, even if you're not a massive fan, if you listen to it while you sleep, maybe, you know, sort of take it in subconsciously. Osmosis is what Lizzie, your PR, is saying, and I think that's a great way to do it. So that's how you can learn about it. Well, look, best of luck this weekend. Let's hope it's a little bit better for you personally than it was last year, and we'll look forward to catching up with you later in the season.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was Maximilian Günther here at Maserati MSG Racing, and next up here on this bonus race day edition of On Track, we're going to go over to the Tag Heuer Porsche garage and chat to Antonio Felix da Costa.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As if by magic, I'm now a little bit further along the paddock at Tag Heuer Porsche with Antonio Felix da Costa, as I just mentioned a matter of seconds ago. And it must be a good feeling in the team at the moment after the first weekend in Mexico with your teammate winning.
Yeah, obviously as a team, I think, they did, especially on Pascal's side of the garage, they did an amazing job. It's not that he won the race, he dominated it. Very well executed weekend from him, and obviously we had a lot to learn on my side of the garage. The weekend wasn't so great. I don't think we made all the right calls and all the right decisions, and you know, the pack is so tight this year that you end up paying a big price for that. So some lessons learned, and you know, it's good to have somebody in the same machinery as you that is showing what the car can do, and it's only up to us now to, you know, to do a better job and bring the package to its potential. And yeah, so that's the goal this weekend.
We said on our preview podcast earlier this week that for you specifically, who didn't have a great weekend while your teammate won the race last time, it must be reassuring to come here where you saw what Pascal did last year, winning both races, to know that the car has got what it takes to win here, with the cars not changing too much.
Yeah, exactly. I think last year is also a good indicator. We didn't qualify very well here last year. You know, Pascal won the races like from ninth on the grid or something.
Yeah.
So, but that's something we've worked hard through the winter. And Pascal was actually on pole in Mexico. So everything indicates that we are definitely in a better shape than last year, even better. I think everyone's done a step. It'll be tight for sure, but I think we've got a good package to perform.
You didn't have a great time here last year as well, and I don't know whether that was getting used to the new Gen 3 car, getting used to the team, things like that. Let's not dwell on that, though. Let's be positive about these races coming up tonight and tomorrow. When you look at this track, we've just heard from Maximilian Günther over at Maserati MSG, and he loves this track. Are you a driver that loves this track as well? Because it's fast. It's a quite a quick lap.
I think it's one of the most fun tracks we have in the season. I've won here before, and I've been on the podium several other occasions here before. So it's a place that I really enjoy driving in. And obviously last year we didn't have a great weekend here, so. Yeah, we just got to clear all of that out of our minds, do what we know, do what we're good at, and I think the results will show up.
When we look at the grid, we have 7 of the 8 Formula E former champions on the grid, with Nyck de Vries coming back this year. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite special, right? Because we're in the 10th season of Formula E, and to have all but one, and that was the first champion, still racing and still being incredibly competitive, as one of those names, that, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think the talent pool in this paddock is crazy high. I think everyone down this pit lane is able to win races when the day is right and the machinery is right. So really, it's down to you with your team really executing a good day, no mistakes, being quick out of the box, and that's how you win this championship, how you win races. You really have to be to the limit of the details on everything to perform once, but also to perform on a consistent level. So, yeah, hard work to perform in this championship.
When you have the doubleheader weekends, because I'm just here chatting to drivers, right? You know, you have to go out there, you have to perform, and you have to just be so dialed in and focused. When you then finish the race day and then you've got to do it again the next day, what kind of strain does that put you under?
Not much, to be honest. I think... Actually, this one it's pretty okay because the race is quite late in the day, so we do have a bit of time, you know, in the morning to, I wouldn't call it a lie-in, but you know, to sleep a little bit longer. It is a lot harder when you're starting the day at 7 a.m., 6 a.m. In other racetracks, and you have these double headers. It's an immense amount of work for everyone here. We have some guys back in the factory following. So it's a lot of work, but for everyone down the pit lane. Double the energy on the second day.
Yeah, double days off maybe after the weekend, and we have 7 weeks off as well after this with India not happening. Just on the new races we have this year, because we haven't caught up properly since Cape Town, and that was a very special occasion for you. And the last time we spoke, you were absolutely beaming, you were smiling, and a really special day, I'm sure, for you. No Cape Town this year, which is a real shame because I think everyone enjoyed it. But we do have China back on, and we've got Tokyo, which seems to be the race that everyone wants to fast forward to straight away. What do you make of the new races?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. We're doing a race we're going back to China in a new location in the Shanghai F1 track. That'll be super interesting to go there with these Gen 3 cars. And then Tokyo, yeah, that's an amazing, probably one of the coolest cities in the whole world. I love Japan. So yeah, it's. I think it's probably one of the highlights that everyone's looking forward to. The track looks amazing as well. We haven't actually driven it in the sim, but from looking to the layout, then it looks really good. This championship just keeps on, you know, breaking barriers and putting the bar even higher every time with these crazy locations. And I think, you know, the bigger steps are yet to come.
As a driver, finally, who's driven different versions of the Formula E car. We know that there's the Gen Beta car that's had a bit of testing, and we saw, you know, Jake Hughes setting the indoor speed record or something like that at London last year. We also saw Usain Bolt driving it in Mexico. Did you manage to see that? Have you, maybe got any, tips that you'd like to pass on to Usain? Because he shared the podcast on his social media, so I think he's a listener.
Oh, really? No, I mean, that guy's a legend when it comes to running fast. And I think, to see someone from a completely different sport, sitting in our car and then having the emotion that he had and the reactions that he had, it shows that we're doing something special. And, not that we take it for granted, but we are very lucky athletes to, to call this our job and to drive these amazing machines for a living. So, yeah, it was just awesome to see him having a go in the car.
I think he had a lot of respect for what you do, and he certainly realised that it definitely isn't as easy as it looks. And I'm sure you have a lot of respect for everything that he's done. I'm going to let you go on now and get ready for these double headers. You can obviously watch them in the UK. It's 5 p.m. local time, just after 8 p.m. 5 p.m. in the UK, just after 8 p.m. local time here. And of course, if you did miss our preview episode where we discussed Antonio's fortunes last year and how we think he could be the outsider for a race victory or two this weekend in Diri, you can listen to our preview episode. It's the last episode before this. And of course, we'll be back with a brand new episode of On Track on the TalkSport podcast feed on Tuesday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.